The BTF accuses the district of violating the Taylor Law. The union says proposed wage increases would be millions of dollars less than past proposals, and that proposed health care contributions would cost teachers millions. We were told BTF President Phil Remore is not available for comment as he heads out of town. But in a WBFO News interview last month, Remore stated his disgust for the proposed contracts.
Decreases for teachers with mediocre increases, if anything, you know, pittance increases in salaries and a tax on our benefits.
However, the district's chief negotiator, Terry O'Neill, explained to us in June that a lot of changes must be made, and it's the new reality.
There is no further stages under the Taylor Law other than the board giving some direction as to what to pursue in the negotiations. They've given us that direction, and that's what our proposals reflect, the direction that the board gave us.
Still, Remore is calling the proposed contract sabotage against negotiations and an attack on teachers. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.